The Impact of Holy Money. It subdues unrighteous systems. It subdues or it defeats or it replaces completely unrighteous systems. And that's what God is. Are you aware why prophetic ministry exists? One of the most reasons why prophetic ministry exists is to deal with injustice. All prophets in the Bible, they cried out for one thing, injustice. All prophets, they would even remove kings because the people are being oppressed. Injustice. That's why when we look at you, we see the things you're passing through. We come and we prophesy. You are being mistreated at your workplace. Yes, I fire your boss. And you'll come back and say, Papa, I have a testimony. My boss has been fired. Because prophetic ministry deals with what? Injustices. Whether it's a witch, whether it's a person, prosperity, humanity, whatever is bothering you, we come against it in full force. Prophets will come against it because God hates injustices. Are you here?
Yes.
Well, other ministries deals with only the kingdom of heaven, that you should go to heaven. Prophetic ministry goes beyond that. It goes into leaderships, politics. It goes into business. It goes everywhere because in the prophetic ministry, it is not just about you going to heaven. It deals with all other lives. Part of your life. Are you okay mentally? Are you okay? That's why prophets wrote letters in the Bible. Comfort, comfort my people. Time of punishment is over. You are an apple of God's eye. Prophets wrote so much encouraging words to deal with your psychology. Because prophets are not just there for you to go to heaven. Prophets are there to help you both spiritually, physically, and mentally. They deal with your soul, body, and spirit. They have got a holistic approach in dealing with your tripartite you. Am I speaking to somebody here?
Yes.
So understand this. Money. The impact, it subdues corrupt systems. If God gives you money, you begin to subdue all other corrupt systems. Imagine that you were just a junior and you are promoted in a company where a lot of injustices are happening. When God puts you there, don't just be excited with a new salary. Be excited because God wants you to subdue the old system which was there with other leader who was there. So you are changing systems now for people to be happy. The Bible says when the righteous are in control, people rejoices. Am I talking to somebody right here? The reason why God will give you money, the reason why God will bless you, the reason why God will give you a business deal, it's not to use it to manipulate others, to oppress others. You, with your holy money, you have subdued that system. Instead of this money to be in the hands of wicked people, it is in your hands. So that system has been defeated, subdued, replaced by you. And God is happy. The Bible says the kingdom rejoices. Somebody say, I'm a Jesus nation.
We are taking over.
So you will find an impact. Imagine the most powerful man in your country is a believer. Imagine the richest person in your society, it is a believer. The corrupt system in that area changes. In the family, if it is a wicked man who has money, he divides everyone. But when the righteous has money in the family, you will be the one to unite them. If you say, if your brothers are fighting, when you just say, can I talk to the two of you, can we meet? They will show up for a meeting. But if you are broke, even if you say, can we meet tomorrow, no one will come out. And the more you're pressing it, you say, can we meet, please? One among those two will begin to fight you. Who do you think you are? What do you have? But when you have money,
yes.
When you say, can we meet tomorrow? They'll even ask you where.
What time?
Say in the morning. They'll be there. Say, my brothers, you know you're all my brothers. Can you unite? They'll be like, yeah. You know, even me, I saw this in a dream. Shut up. Are you sure you saw this? Or is hunger? Somebody says,
I receive.
It subdues.
Yes, sir.
Wherever there was a wicked system, I promise you that system just disappears.
Amen.
There's love. You know? Imagine you saying, we want to have thanksgiving prayers. We want to have thanksgiving prayers. And you have got the money. And you say, well, we're actually going to go to the beach. Someone say, I will subdue.
I will replace
any wicked system happening in my family, in my community, in my country. I will use my finances for God purposes, for good use, for kingdom reasons. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that my finances will be used for kingdom purposes. To change lives, transform communities, uplift the poor, and enhance the kingdom, support the ministry in the name of Jesus. You see, all this ministry you're seeing us, me standing on the pulpit, whatever you're watching right here, is partners. The impact that this ministry is causing. Is having. It's not even me. They are partners who are using holy money to support the kingdom. So you may be watching me wherever you are. The impact this ministry is having is because of holy money. It subdues. And imagine they were doing this, my partners, without even knowing what the holy money is. Now that they have known, they will abuse it. They will abuse the system. They will now receive more holy money like never before. You have this message I'm giving you now. Become kingdom centric. Begin to think. I'm telling you, God wants to give these resources, but he's looking for faithful stewards. People who execute righteously. So the first impact, it replaces, it subdues. And righteous what? Systems. So Lord, use me, I'm here. Say it again. Lord, use me, I'm here.
Lord, use me, I'm here.
Number two, it attracts divine connections. My God. Expect CEOs, investors, and trailblazers to seek you out of partnerships. Divine what? Connections. Right now you're looking for funders. You want to look for them, they'll look for you. If you are broke, every day you'll be looking for I'm looking for people who can help me, who we can. When holy money comes, the impact, you will start receiving calls, emails, companies, organizations saying, can we work with you? Am I speaking to you?
Yes.
divine connections.
Amen.
Because money attracts divine what? Connections. Amen. The impact you will have divine connections, which will be used for kingdom purposes. Those connections God will give you, they are not to make you powerful. They are an opportunity, an altar, for you to use them. If it's a president, for you to use them. Oh my God, oh my God. Are you here? When God connects you to such powerful people, divine connections, you see, if you become a friend of those people, indirectly, he can use you on policy making, where you begin to influence the leaders to say, no. Why if we can do things like this way? And you begin to infiltrate, penetrate, and begin to help those leaders start engaging in policies that promote the kingdom.
Yes.
Policies that are not unjust. You begin to have a hand. I'm telling you because I see it. Divine connections. The impact of holy money. I pray in the name of Jesus that money is coming to you. And now you'll be sought after by companies, CEOs, organizations, leaders. They'll begin to look at you. So receive in the name of Jesus. Number three. Generational legacy. Generational impact or generational legacy. Now, that's very important. Let me start by telling you this. If you were born from a rich generation, you wouldn't be where you are. I blame your grandparents. What have I said? If you were born from a rich generation, it's obvious that our great-great-grandparents didn't leave anything. Now, you mean you're also going to live like that?
No.
Is this how you want to die?
No.
No, just tell me. Is this how you want to die?
No.
Even when you go, they should be saying there was a woman. She was a woman of God in our family. Your great-grandmom, she was a woman of God. All this wealth we have today, it was her. Imagine the legacy you leave of God. Imagine that your grandchildren should be saying, she used to pray. She was very underbeat, talking about you. But I promise you, the way you are now, even if you go, your own children will forget about you easily. Because you leave them struggling. They'll be thinking about their struggle. But imagine they're happy because of you. Imagine their children are even enjoying your wealth. Imagine there's an estate where they pay each one of them $500 every month. Every month. Another one is born, also joins to be getting $5,000. And the owner who was there was a woman of God.
Uh-huh.
A child of God.
Yes.
God wants us to have an impact on our generations.
Amen.
That's what the scripture says. I'm God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I'm God of your generations. God moved from Abraham. He moved. God looks not just at you. He sees your next generations. And God wants us to have an impact. Don't just think about you. In Proverbs 13:22, it says what?
A man shall eat. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. But the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous.
Raise up a hand. Say in the name of Jesus. From now, Lord, I'm here. Every opportunity, every door that is from you, I strategically stand in the corridors of power,
in the corridors of power,
in the corridors of your blessings.
Oh Lord,
change my life.
Give me divine provision.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now quickly, let's go to activating holy money. Activating holy money. Sanctify every stream. Every source of your income, sanctify it. Most of you here, I promise you, you are doing a lot of projects and you never sanctified them. You never truly went before the Lord and said, God, this is my plan. Lord, this is my project. Lord, this is my CV. I sanctify it. Every money coming through this, I sanctify it. It is for the purpose of your kingdom. And it will not take me out of your presence. I pray that, Lord, you use me as an instrument of righteousness, that through every stream that will come here, your name must be glorified. Sanctify every stream. You must proclaim, Lord, purify every financial channel. Let every dollar, every rand, dirham, every franc, every kwacha flow for your glory. Sanctify every stream. Please, I'm telling you this. You're watching me at home. And if you don't understand what the prophet is saying, you remain like that. Sanctify. Dedicate it. I spoke to some of my sons, I think a week ago. I just said, send me all your companies. And I'm like, I'll write something. They didn't even know why I said that statement. But from that moment, I've been sanctifying their companies. They said, Lord, and I mentioned the name of the company. I said, Lord, sanctify this, sanctify this, sanctify this. If you do not sanctify them, I promise you, you may not have the results that you're actually desiring to have. Sanctify every stream. Are you here, somebody? Number two, infuse kingdom purpose. Put in the kingdom purpose in that money. Say, God, you know, Hannah, she prayed to have a child. She never had one. Until the day she said, if you give me one, I will dedicate this child in your house. Immediately, same month, she conceived. Infuse kingdom purpose. Abraham prayed to have a child. He never had one. Until God said, the one you will have will be mine. When he agreed to terms and conditions, God gave it to him. There are things will never come to you until you put his kingdom into them. Oh God, whatsoever you give me, the power you give me, the influence you give me, oh Lord, the finances you give me, may they be used for your kingdom. Raise your hand if you're following. Just raise it. As you raise your hand, say with me, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Say again, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
May it be for your kingdom.
May it be for your kingdom.
Teach me.
Teach me.
Discipline me.
Discipline me.
Train my spirit.
Train my
mind.
Train my mind.
To be kingdom minded. I dedicate every stream.
I dedicate every stream
for your purpose.
For your purpose.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Number three. Budget for strategic giving. Budget. Have projects that you say, God, if you give me money, I will do this for your kingdom. I will do this. Write them down. Plan what you will do for the kingdom. Don't just say, don't just think like, when I have money, God, you can't fool God. The Bible says, do not be fooled. God cannot be deceived. There are people who promise God all rose flowers. If I become rich, Lord, if I become rich, I will do this for you. God says, okay, test her. Then you receive a small breakthrough. And then God says, hey, let's see. That small breakthrough, there is no God. God says, so if you're not faithful in small things, how will you be faithful in bigger things? I am a steward of God's resources. God gives me for me to support the ministry. I give because to me, it is my calling. Budget. Have plans what you want to do for the kingdom of God. Budget. I want to do this. I will do this. I'll be doing this. I'll be doing this. It is very important. Number four. We're number four, right? Build righteous systems. This is very important. Put yourself all the times in checks. Check yourself from pride. Are you becoming abusive? Is your system that you're building reflecting God's kingdom? Build transparent systems. Are you here? Make sure whatsoever you're doing reflects holy money and the righteous systems. And in this, make sure money does not take you out of God's presence. Money does not make you start looking at people as inferior. I'm telling you, if these things be in you, you will never remain like this. Let's finish with the prophetic identity. You as a holy money hoarder. Prophetic identity to you as holy money hoarder. What does it make you become? What is your identity? Number one, financial revivalist. Say with me, financial revivalist. My God. Through your financial muscle, through your businesses, you will spark revival, creating jobs, opportunities, hope. You become a revivalist. Wherever you are, people are happy. Those who have got no jobs, they find jobs because of you. When there is a disaster, you bring in hope. When there's despair, you come in as a solution. When the church is bankrupt, you come in and redeem the church from bankruptcy. You become a financial revivalist. Where there is no money, you come in and you put the money. When revival is not happening in church, programs have stopped because there is no money. You come in and pump in the money in departments. You say, we want to see revivals. You may be sleeping at home like this, where pastors are preaching because of your money. Economic revivalist with the holy money. Hey, somebody say, that's my identity. Say louder, that's my identity. Are you there? Number two, your second identity, you become a custodian of the wealth of nations and God's kingdom. A custodian of the wealth of nations and God's kingdom. The money for the world, God puts it in your hands. The money to change communities, God says you are the person he's trusting. The money to change the church and help and transform the ministry, God says you are the one. We are putting money in your control. You become the custodian of God's wealth for his purposes. Somebody say, I'm a custodian. Say louder, I'm a custodian. Trust you and me. If you don't know these things, the money will never come. Why? Why must he give you money? To become proud? To use it against your sister? It will become the devil now. God will be like, hey, the purposes being used now, it's not even my money anymore. Because the enemy can hijack the purpose. You must be very careful. You become a custodian. So you will know that this money is, I'm just keeping it. When God wants me to do something, I will do it. Number three, the last one, agent of exponential growth. You become an agent of exponential growth. You now become the light in the world. You become that scripture when Jesus said you are the light of the world. When people want transformation, they look at you. Become a leader. Innovation, systems, whatsoever. Any good thing people want to see, they come and study from you. Am I speaking to you? Can we stand up for declaration? I declare, my finances are holy. Fully submitted to Yahweh's reign and the purpose. Every business deal, project, work, or venture that I touch is stamped with a divine favor and kingdom excellence. As I raise my hand, I declare I am called to shape economies and influence nations with righteous wealth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God's hidden treasures are revealed to me, and I will walk in abundance. I declare from tonight, from now, my worth breaks chains of poverty and builds a legacy of hope for generations and generations. In Jesus' name. Now, we are going to the new season prophetic declaration. So, as I raise my hand, in this season, I am unlocking new realms of holy money. I will invest in people, platforms, and policies that reflect heaven's heartbeat. God is releasing fresh strategies, unstoppable favor, and limitless resources. My ventures will surpass every financial goal. Creating a rap effect of freedom and transformation.
Of freedom and transformation.
Across Africa.
The West.
The Middle East.
Australia.
USA.
Europe.
Asia.
And even beyond.
As you raise your hand, this is a prophetic word for you. I have called you to steward the wealth of nations. As you walk in holiness and align your finances with my kingdom, I will open the storehouse of heaven. Prepare for supernatural increase. Your influence will surge. Your businesses will prosper. And your legacy will spark a new era of righteous wealth. As you raise your hand, I decree and declare,
yes,
this shall be your season. Every money stuck, we sanctify it now. Every opportunity stuck, we sanctify it now. And now we say, come. We are ready for you. Come. We will use you for the kingdom. Come. Every opportunity, wherever you are, come in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. You will never be the same again.